This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Monday, it's a beautiful thing. Brand new full week. Hey, everybody, Scott Hannon here, and this is What's on Your Mind, live from the campus of the University of North Dakota today. Special guest next hour, the president of UND, Mark Kennedy, will join us. He has a new book out, as a matter of fact. So we're going to talk a little bit about his book, which is timely, actually, given some of the things that were happening beginning about a year ago. By that I mean the book is called Shapeholders: Business Success in the Age of Activism. And so think of this way. Business, in this case, would be the Dakota Access Pipeline. Activism would be the eco-terrorists who wanted to shut the whole project down. And how do you have business success when you're just trying to build a pipeline, meet a need? And, by the way, that pipe is not operating today. We have a much different situation in the oil patch than we do right now. So extraordinarily important to a whole lot of jobs and businesses and everything else. But as we found out, that activism just kind of sucks all the oxygen out of the room. And regardless of, truth or anything else, it goes away. One question I have for President Kennedy, and you can start throwing things at me now. But, I think there's a large share of the Native American community that has felt neglected, not heard, and really just wants to be understood. And, I don't know, in an academic environment, whether you could say, all right, let's sit down around the table, let's try and understand where your concerns are coming from and see what we, can provide in the way of answers. In other words, it might not be money, it might not be stuff, it might not be stop that pipeline, but it might be, some advice that could improve your lot in life. Do they want to hear it? Do they want to accept it? I don't know. But, it's one question I have in the context of business success in the age of activism. In my opinion, the vast majority of the people involved in the Dakota Access Pipeline protest were not interested in any kind of reason. We're not interested in facts. The Public Service Commission has a process. You go, you lay out your concerns. If you can make them factually, they ultimately will vote on that. They will, have their experts look at that. That wasn't of all of interest to the eco-terrorists, right? I mean, they just came in at the 11th hour. And I believe many of them did so as part of a fundraising scheme, basically. This was about getting on TV, about social media, about raising money. And I don't know if you can reason with folks like that. But take the Dakota Access Pipeline out of it. Take the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe and their concerns out of it, or the eco-terrorists from keeping it in the ground out of it. We live in an age of activism. We do. We live in an age of activism. And quite honestly, what the Trump campaign was up against was an age of activism of, Bernie Sanders / Hillary Clinton, gimme, 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 I want more and more and more government, right? And so it's in the political world as well. How do you deal with all that? So we'll tackle some of those questions next hour on the program for you today. I also want to continue a conversation that we had on Friday, and we honestly just didn't have enough time. So I said, we're going to keep this going into Monday. If you recall, I offered to deliver a free MyPillow. Didn't I, Todd? I think that's what I said I'd do.
You did?
I said that I would actually deliver a MyPillow. Now, I was hoping that, everybody's going to the state fair, right? Of course. Come on. It's a state fair. And we're going to be at the state fair Wednesday, Thursday. Even Todd is going to be there on Friday. So Todd and I both on Friday. Stop the bus. This is happening. And we're doing something fun this year we've not done before. The Dakota Flickertail Stage. Do you know where that's at? Just off the Midway, kind of right along the main entrance as you come in. From the south to the fair. And we have the Dakota Flickertail Stage after the radio show Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. So we're doing an after-the-show show. Thursday, Dear Lisa, joining me from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. We're tackling some ag issues, including, by the way, cloud seeding. Love to have you there. On Thursday, get my day straight here, so the 27th, we're doing a little thing called North Dakota Energy, What's in It for You? And you may think that. You may, I don't care about how many rigs there are. Don't care about Dakota Access Pipeline. It doesn't affect me. Go away. Now, I think our audience is a little more savvy than that, but there might be some people out there that think that. But there's a ton in it for you. A ton in it for you. For instance, if you might have a smartphone in your hand right now, petroleum products in it. Did you know that? I mean, there's petroleum products in a lot. Obviously, you don't lift an airplane off the ground without petroleum products. So we're going to talk a little bit about that, and look forward to that as well. We'll have representatives of Energy Transfer Partners. That's the company behind the Dakota Access Pipeline to talk about from a pipeline perspective. We're going to have folks there from the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Kerry Cutting is there. And Kerry's going to talk a little bit about the chemistry of all this and just how this all works together. Very interesting. And Ryan Rauschenberger is going to be their state tax commissioner. He's going to talk about how we all benefit, as in the economy of North Dakota, from energy, and share some interesting facts. And Rob Lindberg will be there from Bakken Backers. That's an entity of folks that are outside the industry, but back what's going on there and what it means to the economy. So we also have some fun things. We're going to be giving away What's on Your Mind hats, free, no charge. That's right, while they last.
Wow, I don't even have one.
Well, I don't either. These are brand new, just for the occasion. Yeah. And four packs of tickets to Jason Aldean and Paramore. And my favorite giveaway, a $500 Yeti cooler. You seen one of those Yeti coolers before, Tom?
I saw one. What's the big deal about it? Because I've seen the buzz about them.
They're just really, really good. So, okay. Like, if you're going camping for, like, a week, they tell me, you know, it's going to keep things. It's like your refrigerator coming along with you, not being plugged in.
Yeah, but it is definitely the one to have, no question.
It is. Yeah, yeah. And this is the bigger one and really loaded up. So we're going to give away one of those. That'll be Thursday. That's after the show, okay? And then Friday we're there for our friends from 811 Call Before You Dig, but we'll do an after-the-show that day as well on some technology issues. So anyway, just want to make sure that was on your radar and written down and you know all about it, because we'll be at the fair Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday on What's on Your Mind, which is always fun. So here's my question today. Well, before I get to my question today, and I'll get to it, I promise, I have to just tell you about my weekend, which if you follow me on Facebook, you already know a couple of these things. But Todd, our youngest daughter, Haley, got her permit while I was gone last week.
Yeah, I saw that picture. Yep.
So, of course, she wanted me to take her driving. So the second, literally the second I got back Friday from our broadcast in Medora, a little before 7 o'clock, let's go. So we head out into a parking lot and kind of begin. Now, I've helped with Hannah and Haley driving. But it's been a little bit of a while, so I just, you know, every kid's different. You know, Alex, literally, he drove when he got his permit. He drove home from the permit place because he'd been driving little scooters and you know tiny Jeeps and all that stuff for forever. So he just knew the kid was parallel parking at 9. You know what I'm saying? So he just had it down. And by the way, he's 21 today. So we got a little birthday in the
about
in
the that
today. Yeah, 21, and a senior this coming year at UND, I might add. So another fun reason to be at UND today. The lad is 21 and is celebrating a birthday today. So it's been a while since Alex learned. So anyway, and Hannah did great. So Haley, so we get ready to go, and she literally says to me, "Okay, what do I do?" So she's behind the wheel. I moved over to the driver's side, or passenger side. She says, what do I do? I'm like, well, we got to drive now. No, I know, but like, how? What do I do? I'm thinking, oh, we are really doing the basics here. So she's like, which one's like the brake? One of her friends that told her the brake was on the right, so a nice little prank. And I said, no, the pedal, that's the gas on the right, that's not the brake. So we literally, I mean, isn't that something? I sit here at 50, whatever I am, and I think all that stuff we just sort of take for granted is just do, without even thinking about, okay, which one's the pedal, which one's the brake. here is I love it. I just was overwhelmed with this sense of wonder that you know.
Let's teach our kids extremely young which pedal is which. So, that's a terrible prank to play on somebody. Oh my gosh!
She like didn't believe me at first. She thought I was playing a prank on her. Oh, they told me the brake was on the right. Are you sure, Dad? No, no, the pedal's on the right. But anyway, she did fantastic and got that down and you know. So we've had several hours of driver's ed. So and Alex is 21 and going to UND, and Hannah is going to Yale in a month. And my gosh, I just I'm overwhelmed with an immense sense of gratitude for great kids, and of course they have a great mother, my wife Maria. And the reason I bring that up is because the question I asked on Friday is, when you woke up today, what's most important to you? And I asked that question because obviously I'm asking what you want us talking about on the program. What are the issues? If it's the drought, if it's you know, the economy, whatever it is, and I do want it matter, but you know, obviously what matters to us is our family, and it sort of ties in. Right? Because what matters to me most, so I can continue to take care of them. We'll talk about that when we come back.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
MBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services. Serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979, MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS.
Hello, I'm Sergeant Tim Coughlin with the North Dakota Highway Patrol. I've been serving North Dakota citizens on our state highways for the past 8 years. If you want an exciting career with opportunities to specialize in areas such as accident reconstruction or canine handler, join us. We're accepting applications for new state troopers until August 26th. For more information, visit nd.gov/ndhp, Equal Opportunity Employer.
Hi, it's Scott Hennon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota. The Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's On Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night's stay. A great price. Just use the promo code Best of the West, and we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the Best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Back at UND, President Mark Kennedy will join us next hour. Talk about his new book, Shapeholders, Business Success in the Age of Activism. Been on for a little while. I think he actually was working on that book long before he was president of the UND, but came out while he was president, so look forward to chatting with him about that. Chris Berg will also be here, by the way, from 6:30 Point of View. He had a conversation with Tom Price, the Secretary of the Health and Human Services, a little bit about how Trump could do more to get out and sell his agenda. And coincidentally enough, he's going a few places. I think West Virginia and I forget where else here in the coming days. So that's good news. What is that noise I'm hearing? Am I hearing some noise? Are you snoring, Todd? You're not snoring, are you? Todd wouldn't snore.
I didn't. My mic wasn't even on, dude. I have no idea what you're hearing. I wasn't hearing anything.
Just a little boogeyman that was snoring somewhere there. I don't know what that's all about. Anyway, back on What's on Your Mind, brought to you today by the energy of North Dakota. Of course, the North Dakota Petroleum Council sponsoring last week's Cook Fest, which were great fun. Had a grand old time. Hope you're out there, and they do wonderful events like that throughout the year. Still looking for ideas on where the next one could be. Here's the Friday question that we promised we'd carry over into today, and we can do it this hour. So don't waste any time, and we have some examples of these that we didn't even get in. I asked the question, when you wake up these days, what's front and center is your biggest concern? Or when you try to go to sleep, what's front and center is your top concern? In other words, what is your biggest worry, concern, hope? And the reason I told you a little bit about the family is because I was thinking about that question from Friday. I didn't really talk about that. I was talking about, you know, is it the drought? Is it the economy? Is it the Trump presidency? Is, you know, whatever. There, we had all kinds of things all over the gamut. And the reason we ask is what we do on this show each week, each day, is to try and match up the topic and conversation to that. We want you tuned in to say, yo, I need to know more about that. Thank you. They're talking about that. Oh, I'm concerned about it. So another way of asking is, what do you want us talking about? What's your top concern? Let us know. 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550, our toll-free telephone number. A few of your answers that came in. Now, again, everybody's a little bit different. I can't imagine this is first and foremost in people's mind, but hey. You had Mr. Roosevelt on Friday, the great conservationist. I wonder what he thinks about the gross mismanagement of the prairie dogs in the park of his name, and where the dogs have destroyed the natural vegetation. Canada thistle and leafy spurge have infested thousands of acres. Billions of seeds make their way to the river, so everyone downstream gets to enjoy this costly mess. I find it shameful, and if a private citizen did this, we would be fined out of business. I bet you won't read this on the air. I think they lost that bet, Todd.
yeah.
No, we're going to read everything. We're going to read everything, by the way, that you send us. But what's the answer there? Who's messing up? What should be done different? Again, everybody has something front and center that's different. Here's one. My son coming home safely from Afghanistan. Who among us wouldn't have that front and center every day? Oh, that's why I like to say that the families serve too. Because while they're laying awake at night, hoping and praying the son comes home safely from Afghanistan, that's a form of service too. Yeah, absolutely. Todd, what's this about a brass lamp and a genie? I'll leave that one to you.
Hey, wait a minute. I'll translate them.
Emailer says, what is the largest expense for Medicaid? Nursing homes. Hiding assets to receive Medicaid is supposed to be illegal, but how many prosecutions are you aware of? My husband and myself paid out of our parents' assets for their care. It was their money, not ours. Our parents paid for their food and housing before. We never felt the nursing home was taking our money. It was receiving pay for their services. Those who cheat are taking away from the poor, especially children's medical care. Okay? See, that's why I love asking this question, because we get so many different answers. How do they police whether or not hay is sold? Asks another. You can't sell CRP hay, so good question. Do you think the honor system works well in North Dakota? Signing a contract for that CRP hay? Scott in Fargo, what's on your mind?
Hey, Scott. Sir, this is Scott Cullen. Hey, you asked about what's on your mind. It's mine has been for, you do a good job on the DAPL protest and all that, but you're missing out on another big one that's less than 2 hours away over in the Bemidji area. And what I've been fighting for now going on 2 years has been Minn Kota Power easement, where they're forcing a 115 kV line across my property. I was winning in, and I've done everything you said to do. I went to all the meetings. I put in all my different route plans on where I should, or where the power line should run instead of, you know, running it down my private property, which is taken away from my income. And I was winning at the state of Minnesota Department of Commerce meeting until factual or incorrect statements were made by Minn Kota Power, and testimony withheld from Minn Kota Power about my neighbors who wanted to run the power line, to run down the pipeline easement instead of running it across other private property, opening up another easement corridor. And that has been going on, and now I'm the sole one, other than my neighbors wanting it, I'm the sole one having to fight it. It's been all my money, all my resources, to try to get it to actually have them run the power line with the pipeline easement corridor instead of cutting down a new swath of trees, which will take out, basically it's about 42,000 more square feet of forest that will be deforested instead of just running it with the pipeline for the last 2 miles of the 9.4 miles of power line that's going to be brought in for a pumping station. That the amount of power they're providing is 27.6 times more greater than the need of the pipeline.
Yeah, interesting, a lot there. So what kind of answers are you getting when you raise these objections?
Like I said, I was winning up to the last 20 minutes of the hearing for it, but they, as in Minn Kota Power and Minnesota Environmental Control Agency, made three unfactual statements, which said at the end I ended up losing. So now I've got to fight it again. But
interesting. Well, we will dig into that a little more. And obviously it hasn't gotten the attention of the other one, mainly because of some of the outside activism. But appreciate you paying attention to the process, Scott, and sharing the story.
We know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
The short-term success of the opponents of the Dakota Access Pipeline are a reason for new legislation in Congress. Congressman Kevin Cramer updates us on that on the next Radio History of the Dakota Access Pipeline.
There are companies and states looking at what's happened in North Dakota very closely and what continues to happen. And we're passing two bills this week on the floor, one to modify how the certification process of liquid pipelines across the U.S.-Canadian border, as per the Keystone XL experience, and other pipeline bills as it relates to natural gas pipelines across the country in the permitting process. And so we're doing all we can to sort of remove the federal barriers, but this legal battle and the PR battle is much easier to demagogue than it is to explain. And so it's important that all forms of media be employed by proponents as well as the eco-terrorists.
More facts on the Dakota Access Pipeline protest. Congressman Kevin Cramer joins us today. Keep listening for more of the radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline project right here.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Apache, one of our fine sponsors here on What's On Your Mind. Thank them for their support of this program. Next time you're in there, maybe grabbing a cup of coffee, picking up a part or two, because they have that ET Ag Center, 50,000 parts, not only for Apache sprayers, any brand, any ag application part, they've got it. And in the off chance they don't have it, they'll get it to your door in a day or two. So they've got it at High Plains Apache, and of course they have the best sprayer in the business, that businessman sprayer. That's what I call those High Plains Apache sprayers. The best. Find out a little bit more about their used inventory at highplainsapache.com. Or, as they say, stop and see them. Mandan, across from Bonanza. South of Fargo, exit 60 in Frontier off I-29 at High Plains Apache. 2580550 is the telephone number to answer a very simple question. What is pound the table most important to you right now? What is, if we don't fix this, we're in a big mess right now? What is, I need some help on this immediately. Other people need to know about this right now. What's front and center for you? What is it? A lot of people fighting that drought, and I know a great deal of worry and concern comes with that. Not a lot of easy answers there, but we found some relief points. I think successfully rallied that. You know, you look at what Governor Burgum has done and these listening sessions and doing things like lifting the weight restrictions and, you know, going out of his way to do what he can do. He and Doug Goring, the ag commissioner, traveling the state, literally. What do you need? What can we do? Congressman Kramer. And Senator Hovind successful in getting the attention of a Republican administration. That helps when you're of the same party and getting quick action unlike anything anybody's ever seen out of USDA. Absolutely incredible. You know, minute-by-minute decisions. So I think that was proven. People just say, hey, here's a problem. Here's what we need. Done. A lot of that. So whatever that is for you, let us know. And we're going to take all your suggestions. Pull one of the out of the hat, you win a free MyPillow, the official pillow of Todd, ladies and gentlemen. MyPillow, the official pillow of Todd. I think Mike Lindell is going to be saying that now. He was hanging out with President Trump, the Made in America Week. So we need to remind you, it is a Made in America product. They make it in the suburban Twin Cities. And the most important thing to your sleep is MyPillow. Most important thing to your health is sleep. You see what's going on here. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Or call them and tell them promo code Scott, and you'll be good to go. So we're asking the question, what's number one, what's most important for you? Guiding our coverage, but also just want to, you know, sometimes summertime you get a bit of a lull. We don't want any lulls. No lulls here. Let no grass grow underneath our feet. We want to be taking action for you always. 800-228-0550. Those are the numbers to call. You can text us, me at 367-2054. Todd, are you done deciphering that that whole genie thing yet? Are you still working on that? Todd got an interesting text. 701-226-8503 to Todd's. 701-367-2054 to me. Bring them on. All right, here's another. What is sad is we still haven't gotten rid of our senators and representatives with more people like Trump. Scott, don't you think some of Trump's reluctance to stump is all the unwarranted criticism he gets? If I got blasted from so many fronts, I'd start to be a little reluctant to stick my neck out just so our media could not take another swing. I don't know. I think Trump needs to stump more. I think the secret sauce of Donald Trump and the Trump presidency is real people who work for a living, who aren't involved in any, you know, they aren't typical sort of party faithful, you know what I mean, going to different events or whatnot or connected that way. They're just real people who think, finally, somebody is there to stop this madness. Okay, and they don't live in Washington, D.C. They're nowhere near Washington, D.C. They loathe Washington, D.C., as a matter of fact. So the more he's out of Washington, D.C., interacting with folks like that, like he's going to be doing in West Virginia, the better. And also it serves an important purpose to remind everybody why he's there. Because those people elected him. They like him. They want him doing what they're doing. I think Donald Trump loves a fight. And that's why he's here fighting to make America great again. To fight to bring back some common sense. So I don't think he minds Washington, D.C. and swinging a little bit there. I really don't. I don't think he's reluctant to go out because people are going to whack at him. I think he likes it because he'll whack him back harder. But I'd rather he get out amongst the folks that elected him. It'll boost him up to remind him how much he's loved and how much they want him to keep fighting. And it'll send a powerful message to folks there. That'd be my take. Want yours. Facebook comment, they're closing the National Guard Armory in Mott this Saturday. There's a community dinner in the park before they do it. Sad day for the Mott Guard unit. Indeed. Indeed. And see, if you're in Mott, that's front and center. Hey, we're losing our guard. All that history. You know what I mean? That's what I'm talking about. Todd has an in-studio guest that wants to comment on an earlier call. Wow. They're coming to you now, Todd.
Yeah, I guess, you know, we never said people couldn't actually stop in and be on in person. So go ahead. Wait a minute. We always say go ahead caller, but this isn't a caller.
In person.
Okay. Go ahead talker.
Scott and Todd, this is Bob the radio dog because I'm dyslexic.
Radio dog?
Okay. Okay, Scott. This is an olive branch that I'm presenting to you and Todd. And it is, if Putin and Trump can get along, Scott, you and I can. Okay?
I get along with everybody, so that's...
I know.
Easy problem.
So there are flowers here from Robert's Floral. I happen to be the delivery boy. This is a coincidence. You know. By the way, stiletto heels routine was funny. There was something in my cornflakes 2 weeks ago, and I do have a sense of humor. Go ahead, Todd.
It was all for good cause, so why not?
That's right. So I just want to walk in. These are beautiful flowers. Our ladies at Robert's Floral are extremely talented, intelligent women, and on behalf of them, I'm just the delivery boy, and I don't have those talents. So, Scott?
Yeah, so I might have missed this. So the flowers are for somebody else, and you happen to come by, and so you're just chatting with us, or the flowers are for Todd?
For me.
They're for Todd.
Oh, they're for Todd, the stiletto guy. Good for you.
The stiletto guy.
Yeah. Now, flowers will make your feet hurt less. I heard that once somewhere. I don't remember where that was.
Okay.
Yeah.
By the way, on behalf of all German Russians in the state of North Dakota, I extend this on behalf of the KGB of North Dakota.
The KGB?
Vladimir. No, German Russians actually were victims of the KGB, of the Bolsheviks. So I'm not trying
to.
Okay,
so you don't want to go speaking for them or anything.
No. Very nice.
But
very nice.
Scott,
Scott's going to have to
I
have
a
relationship
Scott,
with the KGB.
If I listen to you every day, I must like you somewhat. Okay.
There you go. Good, good. All right. I appreciate that very much. Thank you, Bob. And
all right. Tell Marie.
For...
Tell Marie to call in and order flowers for you. And I'll deliver them.
Yeah, these are from Carrie, so, you know,
oh,
Marie's a step behind here.
Yeah. My wife's Maria, but close enough.
Or Maria.
Yeah.
Maria.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
We have a Maria in our office, and we have a Maria. I have a Maria at home, so there you go.
Well, we could work out.
They should both send you, because Marie's your work wife then, right?
Yeah, are you supposed to have a work wife? I think you need to talk to HR, Todd. I'm not sure.
Okay.
I think I'm not going there. I'm not touching that with a 10-foot pole. All right. Thank you, Bob. Nice. Thank you for the flowers. Call any time. And, we love everybody here on What's on Your Mind. Mark in Fargo. Mark, go ahead. What's on your mind?
Todd, Scott, good morning. It's got a twofold tie to financial management. One is that as much as we like President Trump for being a business owner and admire his success, I wish that he would realize that he's running a representative republic rather than a business, and he's been a business executive for decades. However, he has not been in the checks and balance system of our government. I think he'd do much better that way. And to follow that is the fact that so many of our high school graduates and even collegiate graduates are financially illiterate. I don't understand why there's not a prerequisite for graduation of taking a financial management class in the midst of all these student loans and a $20 trillion national debt and all the complications that come with, financial sustenance and then buying a house. We don't really know much. So I'd like to see those two things balanced out, the difference between a kind of a civic-minded president when it comes to business, but also having someone who's the graduates, the youth, be more financially literate. So have a prerequisite graduation, something prerequisite to graduating. So.
Oh, I mean, that's a fabulous idea, right? Because who couldn't sit down and just say, okay, here's the deal. Here's what we have in debt. Right. Here's what our deficit is. Here's all the liabilities that are out there from social programs and all of the weight we're putting on the shoulders of future generations. You'd think that they would wake up and say, "Man, who would do that? Why would we do that?" That's a good idea to have that.
It's something that we could really actuate here in North Dakota through the Legislative Assembly in making it that's financial literacy, not going into debt, how to stay in the black, make that a prerequisite to high school graduation, and we'd have better competence and urgency to hold our government accountable. Because we just get going, start writing checks, writing credit cards. You can get a new T-shirt at college for signing up for a credit card. Come on, let's be more practical, and we could extend that as a more civic-minded society by saying, hey, just because you are a business executive, President Trump, remember, you are subject to the judicial system, the congressional system, and also the people. So just because it is a business and he's successful at business doesn't mean he has to run the government as a business. So the two kind of intertwine there, but I think we should go more when you graduate from high school with financial literacy of our own as well. So,
all right, Mark and Fargo, I am writing down things I pound the table about, political leaders that... Or, I guess political leaders that need more civic, business leaders that need more civic experience and some sort of financial 101 class for graduating seniors. Good idea. Good idea. All right. Good ones coming in. Keep them coming. Last chance in this next segment to have a shot at a free MyPillow that we'll personally deliver, hopefully to the State Fair. I hope you're going to be there with us next week, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, not only for What's on Your Mind, but for the After the Show on the Dakota Flickertail stage. Make plans to join us, folks. More after this.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
PetroServe USA, customer-owned by people just like you. They give away $50,000 at PetroServe USA. Register weekly for gift cards. New winners drawn every week. And, of course, when you pull up to the pump that you own, It's a 100% American-made fuel choice for you at PetroServe USA. Here's some great specials for the entire month of July. Giant sunflower seeds, $1.29 each. Blue Diamond almonds, 89 cents each. Red Bull, 12-ounce cans, 2 for $4.50. Hot tamales, 89 cents each. Pizza Corner Pizza, all flavors, 2 for 11 bucks. That's a great deal. Plus the 4 for 4 Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza, 20-ounce drink, 2 cookies, the best cookies money can buy. 4 items for 4 bucks all day, every day at PetroServe USA. Helping America fuel better. So the next time you need gas, groceries, pop, the best cookies in town, a car wash, remember, PetroServe USA.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute is sponsored by Sanford Ocmed and features NDSC Marketing Manager Serena Schmidt discussing playground safety.
We can't catch them every single time they fall, so there's some things you can do when you get to the playground. Just kind of evaluate it before you let them play. One of the most important things to look for is that you're taking them to a playground that has this shock-absorbing surface. So those wood chips or the rubber mulch, and make sure that that's at that proper depth. That's about 12 inches. That way, if they do fall, they'll have that shock absorber to absorb some of that impact. And then just making sure it's a playground that's age appropriate for your children. And I always talk to my son, you need to wear your tennis shoes. Make sure you have those tennis shoes on so you have a good, sturdy footwear for climbing and running and doing all that stuff.
For more playground safety tips, go to www.ndsc.org. That's ndsc.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
For P150, P150 GA, P150 NY, P150 OK, P150 TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 6-9-7-7-5. 1-800-656-9775.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Hey, good morning, Scott. So, I guess what's always on my mind, both before I go to bed or before I go to sleep and when I get up in the morning, is I thank the Lord that I have a beautiful woman that loves me and is always there for me. I thank the Lord for my kids. And what I worry about, thinking for the day with making sure that I can get provide everything I can for them and do the best I can as a dad and a husband. But that's what I struggle with every day and every night. That's what I pray for. And God bless, he seems to always provide for me what I need. So that's what's on my mind every day.
It's a great call. I think honestly, that's on the vast majority of our minds, right? And sometimes pressures and worries and concerns about just day-to-day life kind of crowd out remembering how blessed we are, but never, too far from our mind is that family and keeping them safe and providing for them. And that's one of the reasons I asked this question of what is on your mind? What is the pound on the table? I need to get to the bottom of this subject right now where we can help. That's why I'm asking, honestly. That's really why I'm asking. And wherever you're coming from, you're gonna have a different perspective. So that helps as well. Texture says, staying healthy is a concern to me with all the chemicals sprayed on our fields, crops, foods, lawns. It's causing a lot of health issues. Cancer. Another cover-up like tobacco. Why aren't we stomping out the cause rather than dumping billions into cures? Because companies are making billions on it, which is sad. Another texture says, number one, President Trump has reversed 840 regulations of the Obama era, setting the atmosphere for making America great again. How can the Democratic-controlled labor unions not like that? I think some of them do like it, especially when you're talking about infrastructure, but good point. Another texture, I want the news media to let Donald Trump do his job like they let Barack Obama do his. If you think Donald Trump is going to get anywhere near the same treatment as Barack Obama did, you're crazy. You know, they voted for Barack Obama. They got a tingle up their leg over Barack Obama. They loved everything about Barack Obama. They hate everything about Donald Trump, and their coverage shows it. I'm okay with that, because anybody that blatant in their bias is nothing other than a shill. And it's very much exposed. You see it right now. So you know who's legitimate news and who's fake news. Thank them for it. They expose themselves. John in Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Yeah, Senex is going to be putting in a pipeline. And I was wondering if they're going to be protested or not, because Senex is primarily run by a lot of Democrats. When was Senex was least created. And so I'd like to keep an eye on that if it's to be possible. And the second thing that concerns me personally was I haven't got any fishing license lately because the state government wants a Social Security number on my fishing license. And I don't feel that I should have to have that on my fishing license to go fishing. I haven't been fishing because they require that. And so that's just my concern.
Appreciate it, John. Thank you very much. Mike and Minot, go ahead. You're up on What's on Your Mind. Mike, are you there?
I'm here. Yes, sir. Thank you,
sir,
for taking my call.
You bet.
What's on my mind is I think there's trying to be some changes in the correctional system in North Dakota. Currently, I think county jails are only allowed to hold inmates for about 365 days, and then they have to be, if they're sentenced for longer than that, they have to go to the penitentiary. So I think there's a movement from Bismarck to make that change, that they're held in the counties, and then the counties pick up the cost for that prisoner once they're convicted, instead of being in the penitentiary where the cost is covered by the state and all the people in North Dakota. So I don't know how much that might be true, but just thought I'd stick it out there. So,
well, I'll tell you what I will do. I will have our producer, Rev, make a note to invite the officials on from the prison system, and maybe we can talk with the state warden. And I know there's some things in the works right now in the way of different reforms that were talked about in the last campaign and how those might be impacted. I ran into an article over the weekend about a visit from state correctional facilities officials, rather, to Norway, and taking a look at some things there and incorporating some of that here. And it was an interesting article. So we're due for a little bit of an update anyway there, Mike, and we'll keep your call and raise the question, see if we can get you an answer from them, okay?
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
You as well. Stay tuned. Texture, good morning. By far the biggest issue right now is health care. We're at a crossroads, socialism or capitalism. It's important to understand only one choice includes freedoms. I want to know about proposed ideas on tax reform. Good idea. Love the getting ahead of stories, and tax reform's one you're going to be hearing more about towards the end of the year. Another texture, when are schools supposed to teach financial literacy? There's so much they're already required, there's no time for it. That's somebody's suggestion from earlier and a response to it. Maybe we prioritize a little more, right? Prioritize some of those things. Hey, we have so many good suggestions again. Thanks a bunch. We'll pick one out, throw them all in a hat here and pick out a winner before the end of the hour. But really enjoyed the conversation. Good stuff. Very helpful. A lot of different suggestions. The president of UND, Mark Kennedy, when we come back on What's on Your Mind.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
I got a call from my brother the other day, lives in Las Vegas. He said, I'm looking at a new job. I said, what is it pay? $12.50 an hour. Can you believe that? Same boy, move to North Dakota. Polar Service Center is where I told him to call. Because right now at Polar Service Center, they're looking for certified welders, sandblasters, wash rack attendants, and diesel mechanics, and they are paying big bucks. And they do great training. Polar Service Center, largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. This is a service center, both in Williston and in Kildare, that needs people right now that service tank trailers, Polar, and other tank trailers. And they will train you and pay you up to $32 an hour with incredible benefits. Write down this number, 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria. She's waiting for your call right now. Tell your loved ones that are working in Las Vegas for chump change, Polar Service Center, big bucks, that's where it's at. Williston and Kildare locations hiring right now. Call 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria and tell her Scott sent you.
At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL, LibertyID.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.